Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay. The good thing about these recordings is that I always go for a run afterwards, or the gym or something, but it means that in every single video published on the Dream Factory social channels, I've never had a wash. I always look at them and think, you haven't had a shower. That man hasn't had a shower. There's no one else doing podcasting like us. Every other time I see a podcast clip on TikTok, I am 99% sure they've had a shower. I stink. I could just, there's like a film of grime over me.
Do you think the cartoon green steam that I put on you is a bit much?
I don't think it helps. I've been telling people it's original source mint shower gel, but they're not believing
and
me.
And the flies, like the little animated flies that land on you.
Yeah, they're scrubbing flies. Right. Just pop my headphones over my nice greasy hair. Hello and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where it will be screened on the back of every seat of the United Kingdom's next high-speed rail network, due to open in the year 2095. I'm Joel, a man who puts the spades in the ground, and across from me is John Harris, a man who, at a cost of £10,000 a day to act as buffet cart consultant, is the primary reason that HS2 has had to be scrapped. Hi, John.
Hey, there's never been a good train buffet car. You indulge because...
You've been getting away with this for a decade.
Yeah,
now.
But I just want to make it good finally. Me and Heston, we're going to do it.
You made one good joke about pie charts in your first meeting and they've been paying you 10 grand a day ever since. It's unbelievable.
Obviously, I've been on enough trains that now the novelty has worn off. But when I first saw a food cart on a train, I thought, I am in Harry Potter. This is unreal.
When they wheeled it down the middle of the train?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really magical stuff. Really is. Have I got a recommendation for you, John? Aeroplanes. They are going to blow your mind.
And it's always like, people get a coffee and it's like, you see them whipping the little sachet of instant coffee and you think, this is sad. I'm sad for you.
This is living. All right. Yeah. Hey, pitch me a film idea.
Oh, what about this one from friend of the show, Beck Hill? Enter the Drag Con.
Good. Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee has to dress as a woman in order to take down an all-female mafia gang.
Yes. Or...
Is Bruce Lee Enter the Dragon?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. We will get cancelled if we're wrong on that one. I think that is like iconic cinema for us to have got wrong.
Good. Another one.
We'll be down to single-digit listeners again if we lose another one. or alternatively, it is just Kung Fu at a drag convention. I just think that could be
really good.
I mean, that is fun.
Kung Fu Paul.
Oh, Kung That's Fu really good. Very good. You know, there's I'm being haunted.
That was really spooky.
For listeners, I might keep, maybe we'll keep this in. The light in my room just turned off and then back on again for viewers.
It was a split second. Is that you haven't got those sort of automated lights they have in office hallways, do you? Where if you, there's a cafe near me that I absolutely adore. Really good local cafe spot. Kind of place where everyone knows your name. They know your order. It's great. I've got one tiny grievance with that cafe, and that is that if you sit on the loo, the light goes out within about 4 seconds, and it requires just so much more movement than you're capable of making if you're sat down. Yeah, that's it. All you've got with those lights is your arms. Normally, if you're, you know, they're in the building where I live, the lights, those lights in the stairwell, but that's fine because I'm walking up and down stairs. So it's very unlikely that I'm going to need to do more than a step to trigger those lights. But if I'm sat on a loo, my range of movement, I've been known, John, to sort of kick my legs out like a toddler might do when they're sat on the toilet to try and get that light to come back on.
One of the...
it's outrageous.
An old office...
Who programs that?
An old office I used to work in, they did it in the meeting rooms. So if you were in a meeting that was more than 10 minutes long, all the lights would turn off. And so you had to sit...
And then the lights would come back on and someone's necklace had been stolen.
And you'd have to like be like, I'm so sorry, excuse me. And then, yeah, walk around the room like flailing your notebook like an idiot.
Just making real gesture. You were doing a PowerPoint presentation. Now you're really gesturing about the PowerPoint. That's good. Get clients in, plunge them into darkness, and then force them to make the deal. I can get these lights back on. If you sign on the dotted line with my luminous pen, I can get these lights to come back on. That's pretty good.
Or alternatively, if you don't want to embarrass yourself, you just make sure the whole meeting, you gesture like a caricature of an Italian just to make sure the sensors are constantly being hit.
It's like speed, but you've just got to keep a light on in a room the entire time.
But anyway, side note, I'll probably get murdered this evening by whoever turned that light off and on.
There's definitely some sort of ghost or ghoulie in your house. Or maybe more innocently, there's just a bloke living in your walls.
all possible and all good. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, so enter the drag con. There's glitter flying around. There's plastic boobs. It's just great.
They're doing death drops. That's one of the moves, isn't it?
Yeah. You could definitely turn a death drop into a sort of kung fu move in some way, I'm sure. All good stuff. I think this is... I mean, this sort of sells itself. A colourful kung fu movie. They're not colourful enough. They're not sparkly enough. They're not camp enough. But now, enter the drag con.
Camp kung fu. Really good idea. Right, how about this one from Nathan, Mike Dyson. After seeing the retail success of the George Foreman grill, Mike Tyson goes on to invent the Dyson vacuum in an alternate history fiction. Now, this makes a lot of sense because in boxing, you do have a sucker punch.
Hey, very good.
So that's what he would call the Dyson, I think.
Now, I assume that in this alternate history, there's a moment that has to be in the film, a scene where he's calling up the CEO and he says, they're like, so what are we going to call it? And he's like, the Tyson. And the line's really bad. And so,
well, he's got a bit of a list. What do you say, Dyson?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I thought, you can.
I think Mike Tyson's fair game. I think you can do an impression of Mike Tyson.
Look,
I think that's okay.
I know that you're very much into your fitness and health, Joel, but even in your most arrogant days, I don't think you can take on Mike Tyson. So I don't want to get into that fight.
Well, but if it was both of us,
oh, okay,
we'd probably be okay. I've just googled the sort of thing that will have MI5 kicking down my door in the next 2 minutes. Can Dysons hoover up blood? If there's been a murder in my local area, you know when they read out someone's Google search history in, in court? They're like, at 5:30 a.m. you googled how to dispose of a body. At 6:30 a.m. you googled how to dispose of a body more quickly. At 7:30 a.m. you googled what time does McDonald's open. At 8 a.m. you googled how to chop up a body. That's essentially what I'm... This is going to get read out to me in court. Can Dysons hoover up blood? What I was thinking is Mike Tyson is so ferocious and he's landing so many knockout punches. He is just covering his gym in teeth and blood and like all sorts of bits and pieces. The cleaners are sick of tidying it up. So he has to invent a solution, a suction solution.
I love it. But also on a side note, if you were taken to court, would it be worse to play this audio or not? No, don't worry, I can explain. And then you play this audio to a court.
I don't like the idea that members of my family have access to this audio, let alone a court of law. Wait, I could explain. A 5 minute out of context clip of me reading out different ways that you can dispose of a body.
So this reminds me of a story from the reality TV show Hogan Knows Best. I don't know if you remember it, Joel, but it was about Hulk Hogan and his family. It probably was like early noughties when we were sort of young, mid-teens.
I've never seen it, but I'm aware of it.
And Hulk brings up, I think, various times across this show, a story where he was going to a company and they wanted him to be the face of one of their products. And he shows up late and he goes, well, it was between two things, a grill and a blender, but George has already taken the grill. So you're going to have the Hulk Hogan blender. That's what he says. So there was, and there's also Mike with the Hoover in the corner.
Is there a little blender with blender Hulk Hogan? Is there a little blender with a blonde moustache on?
Give it a Google, see if it exists.
The Thunder Mixer. Wow.
There you go.
The Thunder Mixer. Now, there's just no way. Like, my nan had a George Foreman grill. There was no way in hell my nan was buying the Hulk Hogan Thunder Mixer.
It would have to be, like, yellow and red, right? In his colour scheme. It can't just be, like, a...
The box is very yellow and red, yeah. But it's not even really a blender. Oh, maybe it is a blender. It looks like it just sort of creates some sort of whirlpool in the middle of it.
And also, like, George Foreman sort of... That grill sort of goes past any recognition of George Foreman. Like, I didn't buy it as a student. I didn't go, I'm buying this because it's recommended to me by ex-boxer George Foreman. I bought it because it was the thing people had to grill their bacon.
Well, it was the lean mean grilling machine. I just, as an addendum to Googling can Dyson's Hoover up blood, I've just ended up on the Saudi Arabian Amazon page trying to look for a secondhand Hulk Hogan Thunder blender. So there's just no, this is just all coming out in a court of law. I just don't stand a hope in hell. It looks like I've gone, can you Hoover up blood? No. Could I blend a body? What's going to be the strongest blender ever made? Well, it's going to be one endorsed by Hulk Hogan because he's the strongest man that ever lived. The blender is sort of on the go cup size, so it would take me quite a long time, even for a relatively small human, to blend them down to a pulp.
If you find yourself watching daytime television, there is frequently an advert for a vacuum cleaner that they show, and it has like water and filter so it can hoover like anything. And one of the things they do to just display how powerful it is during the advert, and it genuinely makes me feel uncomfortable, is they hoover up an entire tin of, like, you know, spaghetti hoops, like a tin of spaghetti hoops.
Do they empty the tin, or?
It's just like...
Is it that good? It's just on the kitchen side.
In the preface of the show...
The full aluminium tin is just on the kitchen side. And they just go...
On the preface, sort of on the premise of the advert, I think it's a kid has knocked over an entire bowl of it onto a carpet, and then they just swoop through and clean it up. But I just think...
Hoover up the kid. Hoover up the bowl.
How powerful...
You've watched... John, what you've done is watch Ghostbusters.
At a quantum level, how powerful can a Hoover get? Could it create like a black hole? Could the whole house be sucked into it?
How powerful can a Hoover get? That's such a good question. Hang on, let me just get onto Google.
Your Honour.
At 3:15, you Googled, how powerful can a Hoover get?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We're going to have to record a lot of episodes before Joel does his court time. What about this one from Nathan? Hellboy's Kitchen.
Nice. Okay.
So you've either got... There's Hell's Kitchen, which is like the part of New York, right?
Yeah.
You've got Hell's Kitchen, which is the...
Why is it called, John? Why is it called that?
I have no idea. And why have you lived there? Would you go, yeah, I'm going to call where I live Hell's Kitchen? You've also got the Gordon Ramsay TV show, TV show phenomena, Hell's Kitchen, which is the one where he goes into restaurants, shouts at them, and then at the end it's all feel good and they're better restaurants, but then you Google the restaurant and they've inevitably closed down about 6 months after the TV show stopped filming. And then Hellboy's a comic character. What about...
No, you're so wrong. Okay. Hell's Kitchen is the competition.
Oh, I'm thinking of Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares.
You're thinking of Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. Yeah. Hell's Kitchen is where they get celebrities to work in a professional kitchen. And that's where, like, the meme, idiot sandwich meme and...
I'm not so au fait with that one. I'm much more of a Kitchen Nightmares
guy. In the
UK,
controversial comedian Jim Davidson was on Hell's Kitchen, and I think he said some inappropriate things and got kicked off.
I mean, what were you expecting when you got Jim Davidson on, I think, is my question.
2007, that was. Oh, dear.
A different time, Joel, a different time. What about cartoon characters or comic characters cooking? Who do you think's... Like, the Human Torch is going to have an advantage. He can grill straight from the source.
He's grilling straight away. That's a good point. Would you want something grilled by him? Is he naked?
Well, he's got like a flame-proof costume, right?
Yeah, but so it's cooked with his flesh. I guess if the Human Torch washes his hands and then cooks a steak, was there any really point washing his hands? Probably not, hey?
Well, the heat will sort it all out. But
so he's basically got no bacteria on him. No one's ever really thought this through. Isn't there bacteria that's supposed to live on your body?
Because
aren't there like a million guys living in your eyebrows? What happens to the Human Torch's eyebrows? Joel, how's he got hair?
Joel, do not Google any of these things.
How do you burn off hair?
Are you saying to you the idea of the Human Torch cooking for you is like the fact that he's using his flames that are in some way biologically sort of engineered off him?
I wouldn't like
it. It feels
like
he's breathing on your food.
Yeah, like if Mr. Fantastic just rubbered his hand into a spatula, I wouldn't like it. Would you?
No, that's true.
If the Human Torch is there with a grip, just hand on fire, holding a burger, and then Mr. Fantastic stretches his hand out perfectly flat and flips the burger. You're eating that, are you, John?
If the Human Torch did his thing on the thing, would his like rock back go very hot? And could it be like cooking stones for your steak?
Nice. Or some sort of, you could hollow him out and make a pizza oven.
Yeah. I can't work out how to get the Invisible Woman, Mrs. Fantastic, involved, but she's just sort of monitoring.
She's around. Yeah. Yeah, invisibility isn't really a key skill in the kitchen. You don't want sort of flying knives.
If anything, it's a problem because she'll be getting bumped into by
problem.
The other chefs.
Yeah.
She could be front of house. She's bringing out plates. I don't know. Yeah. Right, there must be somebody else who's good at cooking in the... Well, you'd go for dinner with Iron Man, right? Because he's the richest man on Earth. He's going to be giving you caviar.
He's the richest man on Earth. Yeah, you never really see them cook, do you?
No, they're too busy saving the world to be cooking, really.
So you've got, surely like a guy like Vision... knows every recipe known to man.
True.
But can he taste? You're supposed to taste a recipe after every ingredient, which no one does that, right? Do you do that?
How many spoons are we getting through? Unless you're double dipping.
I get through a lot of spoons. You're supposed to taste, if you're making something, you're supposed to taste it with every next step.
Nah, just vibe it.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I'm just saying I vibe it.
How many beans on toast? How many are you supposed to have my beans on toast?
What, you like, you take the...
You've already vacuumed half of them up. I haven't had time to taste them.
You get the toast out, have a nibble, go, yep, toast. Put the butter
toast
on.
Toast is good.
Yep, butter.
That tastes good. A few tears have dropped on it, yep. Salty as ever.
Right, should we have another one from me? What about this one from Aussie Bob? Aussie Bob, he's given himself
Aussie
a nickname,
Bob,
I love it.
Prolific.
Godzilla, Queen of the Desert. The iconic monster takes a trip down under and finds her true self.
This is Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yes.
Which, look, I think it's a musical. I think I've been in a room or near a house where it's been on.
Okay. I've seen the DVD box.
And Godzilla is the big lizard that Jamiroquai wrote a song about, right? Is that right?
A banger, may I add. The best thing about that
it
film.
It is a banger.
Deeper Underground. The interesting thing is that I had to Google was Aussie Bob uses the pronoun her for Godzilla, but I'm fairly confident... It's actually not a question that seems to have been investigated that much is the gender of Godzilla, but I was
the gender of Godzilla.
Fascinated to find out. But it seems like they either assume it's a man. Apparently, in a lot of the Japanese films, they use the pronoun it, which is not very respectful. Use they.
You just can't get close enough to ask Godzilla which pronouns
true
they'd like, I guess.
Is this not campy and fabulous as well? Can this be a sequel to Enter the Dragon?
It's Godzilla, but, you know... Tiny little arms trying to apply lipstick. It's got all the hallmarks of a really fun time. It's difficult for us, John, without really knowing the story of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Yeah. Priscilla,
It's amazing how we don't let our ignorance get in the way of so much of this podcast.
Two drag queens and a transgender woman travel across the Australian desert in a tour bus to take their cabaret show to a remote town. Along the way, they encounter various interesting characters. So I guess along the way, they could just meet a Godzilla.
Perfect. And they head over to the drag con and fight some people.
They teach Godzilla the transformative goodness of cabaret. Oh. And Godzilla ceases its rampage and becomes part of the show, and they become a fantastic quartet. How about that?
Hey, if you're touring, having a sort of giant kaiju is going to be helpful from getting you to venue very quickly.
Oh my God. Really useful. Right. Hey, John, would you like one from me?
Yes, please.
How about this one from me? Saw de France. Billy the Puppet.
Very good.
Billy the Puppet qualifies to compete in next year's Tour de France. Unfortunately, he's a tiny little puppet on a tiny little bike. So in order to gain an advantage, he uses the team's, you know, the rooms where they do doping testing. Every time a rival cyclist from the Tour de France enters one of those for doping testing, doors lock, becomes a sore puzzle. Until Billy's basically wiped out every other competitor and he's in a tiny little yellow jersey cycling through the mountains of France on his little trike.
Adorable.
It's Saw de France.
I'm surprised some PR firm hasn't done that to promote a Saw film. Not actually.
Qualified Billy the Puppet.
Not only is this a pun, but it's also using one of the defining features of Saw, which is a little bicycle. So you've really made
it work.
Which
doesn't get used enough. They don't talk about that enough. I wonder if anyone's... If I Google the word Saw de France... No, there's nothing. This is good.
You say you don't use it enough. What you want in the next film, like they need to up the ante, like it's a BMX and he's doing
half pipe
kickflips.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You've said that like it's a bad idea.
Apparently, rumor has it that Saw 10 is the best Saw ever.
Okay.
But that's amazing for a film franchise to peak at number 10.
They've made a comeback. Should we go and watch
it? It's the only certified fresh Rotten Tomatoes Saw film ever.
I feel like I've seen the first one and maybe the fourth one.
Yeah, I saw a couple back in the day and I saw a woman getting
Is it still Billy the Puppet?
Yeah, I don't think this is spoilers, but apologies in advance. If you're doing like a Saw rewatch, this is a sort of plot point that has now... The thing is, this man has cancer and the whole thing is he wants everyone to appreciate their lives, so he tortures them, which is sort of... mad logic, but whatever.
Heartwarming.
But he's dead. Like, he's been dead for about four films, that guy. And so, like, a lot of it is like they find tapes or like there's like copycat killers and all this stuff. And
I see.
He's been dead for ages, but he's always in them. He's just like they find an excuse to get that actor back in, but he's been dead for a long time.
No, I just wonder about the people whose job it is to come up with the Saw mazes, and I just hope they're okay.
I think they're probably the loveliest, fluffiest people you could meet. They're like, it's like metal fans. They got this, you know, this idea of metal being sort of satanic and evil and stuff. But actually, if you ever...
But that's your big cuddly guys.
They're just big, lovely, cuddly guys. Anyway, this one is from me on the horror theme, on the horror kick. The Exorcist Belieber. Priest is called to a suburban American home as demonic possession turns a teenage girl into a fanatical devotee of Canadian pop singer Justin Bieber.
Brilliant. How do you exorcise? Is she just screaming?
Baby.
What's one of his big hits? Boyfriend? Baby? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you sort of push them onto another? Do you just sort of give them a BTS CD or a Shawn Mendes poster?
Maybe.
Just a little mix. You know, just wean them off.
Is there still like a big Belieber army, do you think? Or has his power waned over the years?
I think that there's probably... Well, look, here we go. This is how you find out. You say some shit about Justin Bieber and I'll see how many comments we get on TikTok.
He's irrelevant. He's irrelevant. No one's interested in him anymore. They're only interested in his girlfriends because they're cooler and they dress better. These are just things that I've vaguely seen on the internet. I've heard a rumor that he lost his tongue 6 months ago and he's wearing a wig.
For a second, I did a genuine shock face. I thought there was a rumor that he lost his tongue. I was worried.
It is, yeah, he has. Justin Bieber hasn't got a tongue. Just Googling how to remove human tongue.
Joe! Right.
I can't help myself. I'm not even incognito. Anyway.
I liked yours a lot,
what
Joe.
We didn't do last week? We didn't pick a favorite last week.
And? Did someone pull you up on that?
It's basically a dereliction of duty not to pick a favorite. I was called up on it.
Okay.
And I think we need to do better. So I won this week. Right. Thanks everyone for listening. See you after the music. Well done, John.
Well done, Joe. How are we doing?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Pretty good. You know, not too much to report. What have your what have been your some of your pop culture highlights over the last week or so?
I'm very pleased you asked, Joe, because I've actually watched some stuff, which is unlike me.
Oh, yes.
I visited a building. You might have heard of them. It's called a cinema. And I saw a two-hour long TV show. It's called a film. I saw The Creator yesterday by Gareth Edwards.
Oh, yes. And Gareth Edwards.
I loved it. It was really great. It's not without caveats. There's some, you know, it's not the perfect film, but oh my gosh, you need to see it at the cinema. It's just like it cost $80 million, which I realize in real terms is a load of money, but in like Hollywood terms is nothing, right? And it is just astonishing how it looked. It's just like you're watching it the whole time being like, I can't see the seams. Like, this is such good CG, such good practical work.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just entire... And it's so, like, it's just... Gareth Edwards, like, this isn't me who's sort of... this is an original thought. This is me regurgitating other people. But he has an amazing sense of scale. So it's a lot of it's on the ground. A lot of it's from the human perspective. So when you see like a massive tank or something, you don't. It doesn't feel meaningless. Like a lot of the time, like I'm picking him at a random, like Zack Snyder. I'll watch a Zack Snyder film and I'll think nothing means anything because every punch is like the size of a nuclear warhead. So I just don't understand. Like there's no sense of scale. Whereas Gareth is the complete opposite, and you can feel how big everything is. And yeah, if you can go see it in the cinema, I really would recommend it because it's like a original IP made for a smaller budget. And I just think if it doesn't do well, then I think the studios will just be like, that's it. We just make superhero movies forever. And I love superhero movies, but we need other films.
We do. Okay. Great reco. I will watch it in a cinema.
Another thing, you'll definitely catch up on this because I know that you're a big boys fan, but Gen V, the spin-off started on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I watched the first episode.
Oh, brilliant.
Or most of the first episode. Yeah, I quite liked it.
I got halfway through, then went to sort of continue living my life, the first episode, and then I finished it and I was like, yeah, no, I'm in. This is really great. So I think by the end of the first episode, and they put, which I really like with Amazon, is they put up three episodes. So it's weekly, which I love because you can talk about it and be part of the conversation, but they give you a decent chunk at the beginning so you can really get, sink your teeth in. That, for me, that's the perfect sort of release sort of schedule nowadays.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And then the last thing, last night, I've only watched half of the first episode, but Boiling Point, the TV show, Stephen Graham et al. So it's based on the film that he did in 2021. Which was
I'm glad you've confirmed this. I've been getting so confused.
Oh yeah, so there was a film.
I didn't realize there was a spin-off TV show. I know about the film. I had no idea there was a TV show.
Yeah, so
I'd be like, why is there so much fuss about this film that came out 2 years ago?
No, so yeah, it's like a sequel TV show based in the restaurant from that film. I haven't actually seen the film for my sins. I need to check it out. But even without seeing the film, I'm sort of into it, and you know, everyone's brilliant. So I look forward to watching the rest of that. And those are my three, count them, cultural recommendations this week.
Great recommendations. I went and did a thing in the real world, similar to you going to the cinema. I went on Friday to go to an exhibition at the National Portrait Gallery of Paul McCartney's photos taken between 1963 and 1964, and it was absolutely incredible. I met John the night before. We went to a swinging shindig. And I was very hungover on Friday. And I think it made me quite emotional because I found the entire exhibition so moving and like really lovely and also really tragic in equal measure. But it's really incredible. Basically, Paul McCartney took thousands of photos in the 60s and just seemingly, like quite often seems to be the case, just left them in his loft, not really thinking maybe that, you know, the world would be quite interested in loads of candid photos of maybe the most important, like, pop culture, arguably the most important thing that's ever happened in the history of pop culture. He's suddenly been like, oh, I wonder if people want to see these sort of snaps of John Lennon jumping into the sea. Yeah, we would actually. Yeah. We'd really like to see all of that. So it's really cool. There's loads of, like, just loads of photos of them hanging around. And you kind of forget, like, how young they were, how naive they were, but also, like, how no one had any idea what was going on. Like, the fans have no idea how to behave. The people that are receiving them at like airports, like no one is built for this sort of what's happening. You know, like the gigs that they're doing are completely unprecedented, like because it documents them playing like in London, then Paris, and then in America and doing the Ed Sullivan Show and stuff. And it's just so interesting to see, like, oh, these are all pretty established norms now. People do arena gigs, people do this, that, and the other. But, like, no one had ever done it before, and they were just four lovely young lads figuring it all out. And what I also really took from it is just, like, just how much they all really clearly loved each other and loved being in each other's company in that time. And I thought that was really nice, you know.
Oh, that's so heartwarming.
I'm a real sucker for, like, really lovely, unapologetic male friend demonstrations of male friendship, and that's what it felt like, you know. It felt really lovely, and it made me quite emotional.
Oh, that's an excellent recommendation. I would love to see that. I'm a big
it was really
McCartney
great
guy.
Yeah, it was so cool. And there's loads of, like, you know, quotes from McCartney about the photos as you go around it, which I thought was, like, offered some good insight. And it's just nice to see, you know, they obviously they'll be photographed endlessly during that period, but these are photos where they're much more relaxed and they're only in each other's company a lot of the time. And like, you see their parents backstage at some of their gigs and all that sort of stuff. I found really, really interesting. So yeah, big recommendation from me. I think it's finished now, so I think you can go and see it in New York. So if you're in New York, go and look at Paul McCartney's photos.
Terrible recommendation unless you're in New York.
I know, sorry guys. Oh well.
thank you
that's my recommendation, the Beatles.
But yeah, well, so are they on Spotify?
I think you can get them on Spotify, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll check them out. Where do I start? The best of the Beatles.
I think I would have to say the best of the Beatles. Cheers, John. Cheers, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited-edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.